Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, July 28, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, announces 1-for-12 reverse stock split, effective August 5th. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., a clinical-stage biotechnology company, is implementing a 1-for-12 reverse stock split of its common stock, effective August 5, 2025. This action, approved by shareholders and ratified by the board, aims to optimize market dynamics and align trading conditions with shareholder interests. Every 12 pre-split shares will convert into one post-split share, with fractional shares rounded up. The split will adjust outstanding options, warrants, and equity plan shares, but will not affect the par value or authorized shares. Shares will trade on a split-adjusted basis on the NYSE American under the existing ticker CLDI, with a new CUSIP of 3207-03408.
Investor News Breaks. 51 Labs Inquar and UAV Corp, OTC UMA, to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs Inc. Virtual Shareholder Teleconference on July 28, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will showcase the company's strategic roadmap for subsidiary 51 AI Labs, including AI-driven drug repurposing and a $1 million R&D investment. Management's $350,000 personal investment demonstrates alignment with shareholders. CEO Paul Arora emphasized the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. For more information, visit 51 Labs' website at 51labs.com.
Biomed News Breaks. HealthLinked Corp., OTQHLYK, launches Enterprise Healthcare Solutions website and upgrades provider directory. HealthLinked Corp., a pioneer in healthcare technology and patient engagement, has launched its newly designed Enterprise Healthcare Solutions website, www.hligroup.com, and made significant enhancements to its national provider directory. The platform serves as a centralized hub for various entities in the healthcare industry, offering tools for patient engagement, population health, clinical research, coordinated care, and cost management. The upgrades to the provider directory include faster performance and localized provider suggestions, providing patients with improved flexibility and transparency in selecting care. CEO Dr. Michael Dent highlighted the company's expanding role in the healthcare ecosystem and its commitment to scalable solutions that improve outcomes and reduce costs.
GeoVax announces research program to evaluate needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. GeoVax Labs Inc. has announced a research program to evaluate the needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. This study aims to validate a thermostable self-administered MVA vaccine platform for pandemic preparedness and global immunization. The proof-of-concept study will assess immune responses, delivery efficiency, and thermostability of GeoMVA formulated onto HD maps for administration in mice. If successful, this could lead to more potent immune responses, greater thermostability, and eliminate the need for needles. The HDMAP platform offers advantages such as self-administration, increased patient acceptance, higher immunogenicity, thermostability, and faster deployment in emergency settings. The study is conducted at the University of Queensland and supported by GeoVax, aiming to develop a thermostable, needle-free GeoMVA vaccine for pandemic response and immunization programs. 15 regions chosen for groundbreaking effort to reduce cardiovascular disease. The American Heart Association's Cardiovascular Kidney Metabolic Health Initiative is expanding to include 15 regions across the U.S. with the support of sponsors like Novo Nordisk and Boehringer Ingelheim. This initiative aims to improve treatment for interconnected conditions that lead to heart disease and stroke. Healthcare sites in these regions will impact the care of over 250,000 patients, focusing on increasing awareness, screening, and treatment for cardiovascular kidney metabolic CKM syndrome. Selected regions include Bronx and Brooklyn, New York, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Miami and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The initiative is a response to the rising rates of risk factors and low levels of CKM health in the U.S., with just 10% of adults having excellent CKM health. Through collaboration and new therapies, the initiative seeks to establish a model of care that consistently provides evidence-based therapies to those with CKM conditions. Flow closes $37 million Series C round, led by Align Private Capital. Flow Corp., a Richmond-based contract development and manufacturing organization, has closed a $37 million Series C funding round led by Align Private Capital. This woman-owned firm manages private family office direct investment vehicles. The Public Benefit Corporation, focused on producing critical medicines, also received support from new and follow-on investors. With over $93 million in private capital raised and $600 million in government contracts, Flow is making strides in stabilizing the healthcare supply chain. CEO Eric S. Edwards, a co-founder of Kaleo, is driving the company's success with a focus on small molecule API development. Recent milestones include the opening of U.S.-based manufacturing facilities and partnerships to develop medical countermeasure drugs. Align Private Capital CEO Anna Nekaronik commended Flow's efforts to address pharmaceutical supply chain challenges and prevent pediatric drug shortages.
Luxeria provides positive interim results on partial 8-week data from Phase 1b GLP-1 H24-4 study. Luxeria Bioscience Corp. provides positive interim results on partial 8-week data from the Phase 1b GLP-1 H24-4 study. Dehydratec semaglutide reduces overall side effects by 36.5% compared to Rybelsus. The study shows a 43.5% reduction in gastrointestinal side effects with dehydratec semaglutide. These results demonstrate patient safety and tolerability consistent with the primary study endpoint. Luxeria is encouraged by the interim results, highlighting dehydratec's superiority in reducing unwanted side effects compared to Rybelsus. The study is ongoing in Australia, focusing on dehydratec glucagon-like peptide 1 study arms relative to the Rybelsus control arm.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.